Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
With anxious attachment style, the thought of being alone or being without your partner can cause a high level of anxiety. This is the type of person who is seeking a lot of approval from their partner. Like, you want your person to give you all the compliments, all the kind words, all the support. And obviously, we know in a relationship, we want our partners to support us, things like that. But with this particular attachment style, I almost said investment style, girl, what? With this particular attachment style, like, you almost need like an excess amount of that stuff to feel in some ways secure. And I put that in quotation marks because it's not truly secure, but you do want a lot of approval. There's a lot of worry when this person is in a relationship, because you're often worried that your partner isn't as invested in you or the relationship as you are in the relationship. So you have this like really heightened fear of abandonment. You're afraid they're going to leave. You're afraid they might cheat on you. You're sort of like afraid and anxious all the time. So again, this high anxiety can lead to a lot of clingy behavior. This particular attachment style is formed from a parent who was super inconsistent. So maybe sometimes they responded to you, maybe sometimes they didn't respond to you, they weren't supportive, and sometimes they were. And so that inconsistency has led to you being like really confused on what to expect from, one, your parent, right, your caregiver initially, but also now in relationships, you kind of don't know what to expect. And you're sort of afraid when it comes to inconsistency, and you're afraid that your partner is going to provide this inconsistent behavior, which will support your claims that they are not as invested in you and the relationship as you are in them. I know that when I was first, like, I guess dating, or like early on in my life, I was definitely this anxious attachment style. I was the type of person where I just like had a fear of the person leaving. I was like very afraid, and it would come off in like clingy behavior. Like, I would give a lot of reassurance to my partners in hopes that they return that. So it's almost like, y'all know when you act out a certain way because you want other people to like give you that back. And instead of you directly communicating like, hey, I need this from you, I need this from you, you give them an excess amount of that in hopes that they sort of like intuitively pick up on what you're doing and give that back to you, which is really not the way to approach things, because people can't read our minds. So like, don't do that. But that's how I was. Like, I was always sort of like giving and giving and giving and giving and providing a lot of this reassurance, a lot of these compliments, the support, in hopes that I would receive that back. And of course, that's not always the case, right? I think when it comes to relationships, like, you can, you know, get a partner who picks up on that intuitively and says like, hey, like, what do you need from me? Or who is communicative and who is able to provide that support from you. But a lot of times when you enter into a relationship just thinking and hoping that by you being excessively nurturing, excessively providing, excessively supportive, that is going to make your partner give that back to you, you're going to be severely disappointed when you find out that if you don't communicate your needs to your partner, they are not going to give you the things that you need and the way that you need them, because they don't know what you want. We're all so different. We all come from different backgrounds. We've all had different experiences, especially when it comes to dating and relationships, our relationships with our parents, our friends, everything, our relationships with ourselves. So when we enter into a partnership of any sort, again, really focusing on romantic partnerships for the sake of this episode, when we enter into a partnership, it is extremely important that we communicate where we're at. Like, what are the traumas that we're like currently working through? What are the things that we have worked through, and where has it allowed us to change our mindset? What are some things that we need support with? What are some things that we actively recognize that we struggle with and we want to let our partners know? So when it comes to this particular attachment style, this might be you if you find that you are just experiencing a high level of anxiety in your romantic relationship. So whether you are partnered or whether you're dating, if you find that you're constantly sort of like seeking that excess amount of approval. And another thing with this one is that with anxious attachment style, you typically have like a really high view of other people. Y'all know, like when you put people on like that pedestal, it's almost like you are putting someone on a pedestal, and you're, because like they're on this high pedestal for you in your bird's eye view, or in your perspective, it's like anything they can say or do to reassure you, you take that and you run with it. It's so exciting for you because you reassuring yourself that you are smart, confident, amazing, worthy, whatever, it just doesn't feel the same as like your partner giving you that, like your partner reassuring you of those things. So, oh, and one more thing I want to note with anxious attachment style is that like if you're ever rejected by a partner, so maybe this is in your relationship, you feel rejection, or you were dating and maybe, you know, someone ghosts you, or someone stops talking to you, or someone says, hey, I no longer want to talk to you. And like, maybe even if they give you a reason or whatever the case is, you might feel like it's your fault, like almost like I'm not worthy of love, right? I wasn't enough. I wasn't X, Y, and Z. And you feel as if it is your fault that things didn't work out, because again, you have sort of like a lower level of like self-esteem and sort of self-worth when it comes to these relationships. And you tend to place other people on the pedestal versus thinking that you're worthy of being on that pedestal as well. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.